237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Yeah, your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. So here we go. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours. 2 hours a day on Genesis Communications Network. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's information on the website about the broadcast. And you can download the podcast and share them with friends and family for free. So go to USAprepares.com and you can click on the Listen to Vincent button, the third button on the right that says Listen to Vincent. And you can download the podcast absolutely free from us here at Genesis Communications Network. Alex is producing the broadcast from the world's largest alternative radio network, over 850 affiliates. We've got some articles on the website we think you might want to consider perusing. Severe weather sweeps through the country as tornadoes hit Arkansas and strong winds wreak havoc in Missouri. Now, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are going to talk about that in just a couple minutes because we saw something that we want to share with you. I'm not kidding. This is going to be spooky. And I'm not exaggerating. And then there's a post about how America's cities will look in 5 centuries if sea levels, as predicted, continue to rise. Graphic pictures of flooded cities. And then the IRS believes that it can read our emails without a warrant. Now, I would consider that government spying. And the IRS says that we don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Let me say that a different way. The IRS says that we don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Here's my question for you. Is that like saying people who spy on people's emails, spy on their activities, and usurp the constitutional permissions have no expectation of safety? Think about that. And the Highway Patrol, the Missouri Highway Patrol, shame on them. They gave the feds our concealed carry permit data. They gave them the list. The Missouri Highway Patrol gave the list of who has concealed carry weapons permits to the feds twice. They need to be thrown overboard. These guys that gave our confidential information to the feds need to be fired. I'm not kidding. We need to find out who they are. If you know who they are, let me know. We'll give out their names and numbers on this broadcast. We'll post it on the website, and we'll make sure that the NRA gets it, Gun Owners of America gets it. Well, I'll call Larry Pratt myself. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. I'll call him myself and make sure he has the information and post it on to his 300,000 members. It's absolutely outrageous. And then the Walmart executive who describes sales in February as a disaster, a total disaster, he leaves Walmart. Now, we just heard on the news that retail sales are up. Come on. You really don't believe that, do you? I don't. I don't believe it. Walmart's sales were a total disaster. Now, is that an indicator of retail sales in the United States of America? I believe it is. I believe Walmart's sales reflect what's really happening. I don't know anybody who is spending because they've got so much money from their earnings. I don't know anybody who works for a living. Who's in that position? Not anybody. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and today we're going to discuss whether a weather manipulation event that we believe we saw right here in Missouri. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure. I really enjoyed my visit with you, Benson. Your studio with your four screens in front of you, and you're able to move your cursor from one to the other with a single movement. It's very cool. I'd like to have an office like that one. It was very, very power feeling.
Hey, Rick, tell me about your before we get into this weather event that we saw, you and I saw driving into from the farm to Lebanon, Missouri. Let's talk about what you saw at the expo. What's your reaction to what happened? That'd be last Saturday. You know, we set up last Friday, and then we had the expo Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday. But let's talk about Saturday and Sunday first, and then we can talk about your seminar, your all-day seminar. So what did you see?
When I was Saturday, of course, was the opening day, and I made a lot more friends at that event than I did back in November. It was not as well attended, but the facilities were much nicer. They were way far more superior. Lebanon probably didn't have the local turnout because, you know, people were not, that was your first time in Lebanon. In Springfield, I saw a lot more people from out of state. I think you said something like you had like at least 42 different states represented from people that had come to the event. So it was maybe two-thirds what it was in Springfield last year. But it was more fun to be there because of the management that was there. It was much pleasant. It was a cleaner, more, it was a nice facility. I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. There were a lot of different new stuff that I saw, too, that wasn't at the Lebanon, at the Springfield one the year before. Had more green. That's what you need now. More farming stuff, gardening.
What happened, Rick, was there were many things that converged on us. One was the Tulsa Gun Show. We were going head-to-head with the largest gun show in the country. And that was one thing.
Well, you had quite a bit of armor there, I'll tell you. I saw some pretty large rifles, not 50 caliber. I saw some stuff there that I had not seen before. And, of course, there were all kinds of variations on a theme with different kinds of, what do they call those, apps or, enhancements for military use.
We had 50 calibers. We had night vision. We had body armor.
Vision. That's what I was looking for. I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah, we actually it was really cool because we had some used equipment. So if someone wanted to save a lot of money on night vision or body armor, they could have bought it and put it in their vehicle and taken it away right then and there. We had ammo below market prices, hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammo. If you wanted to buy 20 AR-15s, you could have taken them away right then and there. You know, these are the things, these are the weapons that people say they can't get. Well, we had them all right there at below market prices.
I saw Tech 9s and Tech 10s and other, machine pistols, things that I hadn't seen before except, in the movies or something like that. You know, one of the people that I met was the freeze dry guy, and I got to get to know him a little better because of the drive and the fact that he stayed over with you on the farm. I really liked him. I had no idea. And his that Saturday night when we had the big banquet, that was incredible. I had no idea that freeze-dried food could actually be that good. It surprised me.
Yeah, what I loved about that was he was willing to subsidize our dinner. He really did. And and you know he's and we can't give out his name. So he gave me out his he told me his name. He said it's Guy. Freeze dry guy.
Freeze dry guy. There we go. That's
so guy. guy gave me
approximately my age and had good stories like I did. He was in military for a long period, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and it was really, I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun broadcasting with you and him in the studio together.
Oh, that was a fun thing, too. He, that's what bonded us, was the fact that he realized that I was real, not, you know, made up. And then he started asking questions. And, of course, when I tried to answer them, it just led to more questions. It was kind of cool. That's why you let him take over your broadcast, where he would ask the questions and then I would try to respond. It was fun.
It really was. And by the way, Rick, the house is pretty quiet now without you guys here.
Yeah. Except for your talks, you know, that's it, and your animals. Your wife, really, Sandy, really, really does like farm life. That she was as up earlier than even I, and I'm a farm boy. And I remember when her and her son, your son, TJ, were carrying wood into the burner, and she had a load of wood, and he wanted to help her, and, no, this is mine to do. Yeah, like she, you know, shooed him away and did her own work. Had chickens and everything. It was pretty cool.
Strange life we have here.
You should be very pleased. You have a good life, actually. I would wake up early in the morning before sunrise and sit out watching the sun come up. That's when I noticed that weather thing that happened. It was, I have never seen anything quite like that. And that was my first question, is this normal? And you said that no, that you had never seen anything like that. I hadn't either. You know, when the sky was clear, there we were. I was sitting there watching the sun come up. And when it came up, it was blue, clear sky. And then there was the first chemtrail. And then there was a crossing chemtrail forming a big X in the sky. And then a third one, and then a fourth one. And it formed a checkerboard over the next 2 hours. And I saw more than 28 chemtrails.
Yep. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPreparedUs.com. 28 chemtrails, and we are not kidding. And then we're going to tell you what happened. You won't believe it. I'm not kidding. Please don't touch that dial. This is going to shock you. For real. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options. options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller was at the farm along with the freeze-dry guy, and we were getting ready to go to the expo early in the morning. This happened to be on Sunday, last Sunday. So Rick was on the veranda, freeze-dry guy was getting ready. I was grabbing a cup of coffee, and we're getting ready to hop in the truck and head toward Lebanon, Missouri, the Cowan Civic Center, where the expo was. So Rick was out there on the veranda, you know, looking at the sky, and he saw the first chemtrail and then the second, and he counted all the way up to 28. It took a little while, and then we looked up. And then he asked me if I had ever seen anything like that. And I said, no, it's never happened. Never, never, never. Now, I don't want you to think I don't look up at the sky. I do. I'm a farmer. So I do pay attention to these things. It's never happened. Never happened in 7 years that I've lived on this farm, going on eight. So we hopped in the truck, and we're heading toward the Cowan Civic Center. We're going out toward Lebanon. Rick, why don't we tell the rest of the story?
What happened next was, of course, there was high wind up above. You have enough wind there that I'm surprised you don't use that energy. It's like with a windmill or something, because there would be absolutely enough wind in your location. The chemtrails started to drift in their classic disbursement, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it had formed a shell where there was no remaining blue sky, and it was not clouds, it was chemtrail coverage. Sunday night. I don't know how many people there were. What, maybe 30 of us or something like that? It was a nice little table at that Chinese restaurant. No, not 30, probably more like 20 people. And by 7 o'clock at night, we were just finishing dinner. It was pouring down rain, possibly an inch an hour or even more. It was coming down like, you know, something I would expect to see in the Olympic rainforest. And then it started to hail. And when you and I started driving home, the hail started getting bigger. You got concerned and called your son, and he said we were already in, further into the attack zone. That's what I'm going to call it, because this absolutely looked like a military experimental weapons project, like they were testing a weapon, because he said that the hail that you and I saw beat up about 3 inches. At one point, it was over 3 inches on the road. You had to put your vehicle in four-wheel drive and slow it down to 20 miles an hour. I remember we saw cars in the ditch that had spun out, and then the fog started, and the fog was so thick in some places, there was a serious concern because of the temperature gradient. It went from during the day at 70 degrees into the area that we were driving. It was down near 36 degrees. It wasn't quite freezing, but it was cold outside. And the hail came down hard, and the road started to pile up with it, and the fog, of course, formed it out. And when we got to your farm, it was dry. And that's like a 10-mile radius where the actual hail occurred, and nothing really serious happened outside of that little event horizon, if you will, of a 10-mile radius. And if that was a military thing, they have precision now on how to hammer an infantry or a troop. And your son said that he had to pull over, and he and his friend gathered into the center of the cab for fear of a windshield breaking because of the size of the grapefruit-like hail that was coming down. We didn't see that larger hail. The hail you and I experienced was small, but it was hard enough and enough of fell that we had at least 3 inches of snow, or what, you know, appeared to be slush on the road. And then, of course, the next morning, it was warm again. It was 65 in the early morning, and there was still snow on the ground.
Absolutely right. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vince Finelli. We were there. We saw it. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back on the other side of this break. This is USAPrepares.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best
selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and you go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, spell Allen, A-L-A-N. Rick, I'm going to say something, and I'd like to hear your reaction to this, and it's going to take about 30 seconds. Now, John Moore is a broadcaster, and he's been talking about violent climate change at every one of our expos, Expo 1, 2, 3, 4, and the last one last weekend, Expo number 5. Now, he's been talking about violent climate change. Now, I believe that some of it's man-made. I believe that Rick and I saw it. I believe we saw a violent micro-climate change. Micro meaning, let's say it affected an area of about, a couple hundred miles. ultimately, by the time it was done, it impacted us very seriously in a small area 10 miles outside of Lebanon. And then it destroyed a church and over 30 homes 2 days later in Arkansas, in Missouri. And then it reached all the way to St. Louis. Cars were overturned. Electricity was knocked out. And then it hit Chicago. The freeze-dry guy was stranded in Chicago. He's trying to get from our farm to, went from the Springfield Airport out to Chicago, and he was stranded there because flights were canceled for a while. And then other instructors trying to get to Arizona. I talked to a guy who left on Sunday. He just, one of our instructors, Ed Campbell, he just got home yesterday. He left on Sunday because of flight cancellations. Now, I believe that that a lot of what we're seeing is actually man-made, especially in this case. Rick, am I crazy?
No, I don't think so. You know, I know there that we are currently in a global weather event. I mean, you know, the weather is not normal anywhere, including where I live out here on the West Coast. However, I have never seen that many chemtrails in one location at any given time. I have maybe 50 different posts on my news blog over the last 3 years on chemtrails. And, you know, I've seen upwards of 15 or something in a given area, but not more than 20. And there were more than almost 30 chemtrails. And the geometric precision of it would suggest that something else was going on there. You know, they started seeding clouds so that airports could remain open because of places like San Francisco. But I have never seen that much concentrated effort and thinking of the amount of particulate matter. You know, there's a post on my website recent before my webmaster died last week. Yeah, he died. And it's going to be a very difficult person to replace. I really love that man. He put this post up just before he died of a two-hour interview with a number of U.S. Forest Service and physicists that had been talking about what chemtrails are doing to our environment. You know, the U.S. Forest Service goes out into the woods, and they're showing trees that are a direct dead as a direct result of chemtrails and the chemicals that they're using to reflect the sunlight back to the sun. It's I've never seen anything like it, and the geometric precision would have suggested something else is going on here than just trying it. The way it formed a canopy, it was like they had put a closed hatch, something out of the Thorian web from Star Trek or something. It was right out of a book like science fiction. I've never seen anything like it, or that many of them. And the way the wind was blowing with such precision that that structure that they created in the atmosphere formed a canopy. It was very strange.
Rick, when we were driving back from Lebanon to the farm, I was driving more and more and more slowly. And
Yeah, you were down to 10 miles an hour at one point because, it was that bad for just visibility, not even talking about the fact that you were in four-wheel drive.
Yeah, and, well, here's the point, Rick. The visibility was so bad that I had some concerns. One concern was I could literally not tell if the road was wet or dry. Okay?
Yeah,
I really couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if it was...
You know, think of that if you were an enemy and were all of a sudden... And what would be the advantage of having that kind of control on, you know, developing a weather around an enemy like that? It was... There's no question in my mind that we witnessed a military exercise or a practice run experimental. They were probably experimenting, and thank God in our region where it happened, I don't believe there was anybody that was killed, but we saw cars. That was the first thing that we did. We had no idea about the hail until after we saw that one car and all the police cars, you know, blocking off the road and everything. Remember when we were just coming out of the
going toward the freeway.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we went from great visibility to hardly any visibility.
Yeah, that, almost zero. If you were an enemy troop and having that happen, it'd be like being in Korea trying to fight off North Korea's army or something. Having that kind of weapon is unbelievable. And I don't think that anything other than the chemtrails, that's what I saw with the chemtrails, and then this weird weather resulting afterwards. And the reason they were doing the chemtrails, the original reason, is to reflect the heat back. And that isn't what happened next. And to get a hail ball as big as a grapefruit, it requires a type of inversion where that water vapor is dropped and recaptured and dropped and recaptured multiple times, because hail ball has to accrue so much water. It's like layering on it, and to get it the size of a grapefruit requires multiple returns, which means you had some kind of an updraft physics going on that was unusual.
Yeah, our son said that he was actually really afraid. These two guys,
your boy is not afraid of anything either. And, I did hear there were some damaged windshields. Those grape balls that came down actually did break some windshields. So, I've been in hailstorms, but I'm a West Coast boy, so we don't maybe get what the Midwest does. So I didn't know. That was my first question. Is this normal? And the temperature swing was more than 50 degrees. How does that work? You only see that in deserts.
Yeah. And during the night it gets cool, and then during the day it warms up. But it's not like that here, or it wasn't. Rick, I really believe that we are experimenting with the weather. Now, some people would say that it's really planetary alignment. It's the sun. It's way big.
Well, there is a fact that there is no snow. No ice now at the North Pole, and that is affecting a global event where instead of the normal weather pattern across Canada, it's now dipping down into the Midwest in big loops all the way down as far as Alabama. That was the tornadoes that you guys enjoyed, last month or the month before, that made the national news out here on the West. I've never seen anything like it. Hurricane Sandy is just the beginning of what I believe now will be global events. You say your water table is normal. I have never seen the Rogue River where I live out here in Oregon. It is low right now today like you would find in August or September, and there is no snowpack here. So we're in a world of hurt for water. Oregon won't be affected as much because we do still have a lot of water. But California, and, you may have more further droughts. I don't know how that's going to work. Just stay tuned.
Yeah, well, I'm expecting more dryness.
Well, that's why you talked about reducing your cattle this year, because you won't have the water.
I really am, and there's cattle rustling going on, and people are passing around counterfeit $100 bills here. The economy, I heard in the news just before we started the broadcast that retail sales are up.
That's not true at all. I supply a couple of large manufacturers that do Walmart, Lowe's, and Michaels, and their sales are off 75%.
Yeah, and so there's the Ministry of Propaganda that's telling people that, letting them think that, no, things are good. It must be just the people who are listening to the radio thinking that, it just must be me and you, honey. It's just our little family. Everybody else is doing fine.
Well, if Walmart sales are off, that is the solid first indicator, because unfortunately, that is what most Americans go to first for their needs. They have to buy a computer. They don't go to Staples.
We
Walmart, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. So, Rick, I'm glad we had a chance to describe this weather event, but great precise hail. You know, I remember in Virginia, oh, maybe in the 1990s, I remember leaving our shop, walking to our house, which is maybe 100 feet away, maybe 150. I put on a helmet, a motorcycle helmet, because, you know, marble size hail. But, and it was really hard. Now, these, the hail that came.
Is a whole other matter.
You know,
could be life-threatening. Just like in the movie The Day After Tomorrow, when they show, what was it, Taipan or wherever it was in China, or, you know, that it started the weather changes, you know, for the Day After Tomorrow movie, and they showed the hail coming down and killing people. That is the kind of a hailstorm you had there. It was very strange. Whether or not this is a normal thing, I don't know. Missouri. I do know we don't have anything like that out here on the West, ever. Ever. We might have hail, but not like that.
Rick, it was 65 degrees when we left the restaurant.
I know. How does that work?
And then we had hail.
You know, it's like spring.
And then
we're already past the equinox.
We had 3 inches of rain. I'm sorry, 3 inches of snow in, 15 minutes. 3 inches of snow in 15 minutes. You couldn't, I mean, it was really scary. I thought we were going to get hit by oncoming vehicles that couldn't see where they were going or couldn't see us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Thank you. You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'd like to give you a phone number. If you'd like to call us and tell us what your experience with weather is. If you've seen some anomalies that you think are way different from the norm. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That's our direct line to Studio 3 at Genesis Communications Network. 866-582-9933. And I have a note here. I was just looking at the news. Talk about unbelievable. Now, the median household income in 2010 was $49,500 per year for the median household income in the United States. $49,500 a year. Okay, the governments put them together. How much did they spend? $50,000. They spent $50,000. The median household income is $49,500. They've spent more than the median household income. What are they thinking? Are we on the road to ruin? Absolutely. Absolutely. Governments out of control. I was watching a video, and I was looking at these shiny new police cars. I remember when police cars were Spartan. Okay, they were stripped down. They didn't have big hubcaps. Now police cars are better than the cars we drive. By far. My newest vehicle has, maybe 234,000 miles on it. It's a 1999. That's my newest one. My second newest one has maybe 300,000 miles on it, or just almost 300,000. And my third newest one is a 1994 truck, a Chevy Turbo Diesel, 1994. The police cars, they're brand new. The government vehicles are brand new. They are spending us into ruin. Man, I can't believe it. It's got to stop. We have to expose them. And By the way, there are a number of you who are very worried about my safety. I appreciate that. And if you read a report that I hung myself, or I shot myself, or I had a heart attack, it's going to be a lie. I have no intention of committing Harry Caray. It will be, they took me out. Rick,
I know. What can you say after something like that?
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean,
do it yourself.
Well, there are several people who are emailing me. I mean, constantly, they're really worried about me. They want to know the truth. They want to keep hearing the truth, and they're so concerned that I'm going to be eliminated from the system.
You have created some antagonism with individual senators and things of that nature. But, you know, as far as intentionality, it's little microgroups within our government that are crazy. It isn't the government itself. You know, most people are trying to do the right thing and struggle, like the post office. Right now, I think there's a big movement where the government or the post office has backed off cutting off Saturday deliveries of mail.
Yeah, well, in our little post office, they've cut back at least 25% of their hours. And here's what they do. They open in the morning, and they close for 4 hours. And then they open in the afternoon. What a nuisance.
You know, what I have to say about that is that U.S. Postal Service is possibly the only thing the U.S. government actually ever did correctly, and now they're trying to so hamstring it because of budget cuts and the other kinds of things, not allowing it to compete with UPS. They want to privatize everything.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, when we come back, I'd like to talk about your class, teaching us how to think like a Navy SEAL. And I'd like to talk about some of my experiences during your class and what I saw some of the other instructors, USA Prepares instructors, people I believe and trust. What happened to them? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. We'll be back on the other side of this top of the hour news and commercial break. Please, don't touch that dial.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.